glad that you're here. Welcome to Texaco Town. We are here just to bring you good cheer. The birds have risen, the show has begun.
And now it's surprising. We hope we'll bring you lots of fun.
So welcome to Texaco Town. We're glad you're here so you can hear our company sing and shout.
Good evening. The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast who serve you so courteously and efficiently with Fire Chief, the emergency grade gasoline, Texaco Motor Oil, and Marfax, the scientific chassis lubricant, presents Pinky Tomlin, Say More, Igor Gorin, Eddie Stanley, Ella Logan, and Jack Renard in an all-star summer review.
Oh, Jimmy!
Hello, Eddie Stanley.
Hello. Jimmy, I just came from the 20th Century Fox lot and was watching Eddie Cantor make his new picture, Alabama Goes to Town. Boy, what a thrill.
Oh, I'll bet it was. I suppose you met a lot of celebrities, too.
Met them? I was a celebrity.
Yeah?
You know what happens to Gable and Taylor when they go anyplace?
Uh-huh.
Well, you should have seen me. Just as I stepped through the studio gate, somebody grabbed my coat sleeve and yanked it off. Somebody else ripped off my collar, and another guy tore my shirt right off my back.
They did?
Yes, sir, but no matter how hard they tried, they couldn't throw me out of that studio.
Oh. Some celebrity you are. Listen, did you watch Eddie Cantor work, Eddie?
Now, I spent most of my time over where the girls were.
Yeah.
Are they beautiful? Are they lovely? Say, one girl was so gorgeous that I watched her for 10 minutes until suddenly everything went black. I couldn't see a thing.
Oh, she dazzled you, huh?
No, somebody hung a hat over the keyhole.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a wonder they didn't hang a left hook on your chin.
They wouldn't dare. I know too many important people. Why, all the big shots call me by my first name. Alice Faye, Adolph Monjo, Tyrone Power, all of them came up and said, "Hi, Eddie." Why, even Darryl Vanek walked over and said, "How are things going, Eddie?"
Oh, wait a minute. I don't believe that.
Well, if you don't believe it, just ask Eddie Cantor. He was standing right in front of me.
Listen, tell me, Eddie Stanley, what did you go to the studio for in the first place?
Oh, to get away from Say More. She blames me because last week, Pinky Tomlin ran out on her when she tried to marry him.
It looks like your trouble is just beginning because here comes Say More.
Eddie Stanley, you're to blame for everything. Why won't you tell me where Pinky is?
I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him since last Sunday when you tried to frame him into that wedding.
Listen, it's your own fault, Say More. You had him right up to the altar and you let him get away.
Well, he wouldn't have got away if he hadn't had a horse waiting outside.
What's the difference? He had an old nag waiting for him inside.
Listen, Say More, Pinky doesn't want to marry you. Why don't you pick on somebody else? Jack Renard, for instance.
No, Jack Renard's too fast.
What's that got to do with you marrying him?
Say, you want me to get arrested for bigamy?
Why are you so set on getting married anyway?
On account of my mother.
Your mother?
Yeah, I want to please her. Every night in my prayers, I say, I don't care about getting married for myself, but please send my mother a son-in-law from Oklahoma.
Well, you'll have to do some fast traveling if you expect to catch him.
Well, I'll get him. Don't worry. I was hot on his trail before he left town.
You mean you followed him?
Did I? He went to his house and I followed him. He went to the bank and I followed him. He went to a restaurant and I followed him. But then I had to give up.
Why?
The big cactus face went into a Turkish bath.
Just a minute, please. Just a minute. Hold everything.
Say, what do you want, mister?
I'm a reporter. I want to interview Say More about this Tomlin case.
Oh, you're a reporter, eh? I suppose you come here to pry into my private life and let my soul bear to your readers at 2 cents a copy.
Yeah,
you see... Can a girl try to get a husband without the whole world knowing about it?
Well,
your back just because you struck out? Well, you go right back to your editor and tell him I told you to tell him this. I've got nothing to say. Your front page.
Listen, anytime you have nothing to say, we'll put it on the obituary page. You're dead. I want the woman's angle on this fatal wedding. There's a rumor around that Pinky's dead.
He couldn't be dead. Why, only last week I looked into his big blue eyes, put my face close to his, and kissed him. Like that.
Lady, Tomlin ain't dead. He's hiding. Now, look here. I think I've got enough dope for a great story, so I'll go. So long.
Oh, wait a minute. What newspaper are you from?
Newspaper? I'm from the Weekly Mystery Magazine.
Mystery Magazine? What's that got to do with my wedding?
How anybody could even think of marrying you is sure a mystery.
So you see, Seymour, everybody thinks you're crazy to try to get Pinky to marry you. Why don't you give up?
No, sir. I've decided to sue Pinky to breach a promise.
You're going to sue him?
Yes, I promised to marry him and he refused. Ain't that a breach of promise?
What was that?
I asked him a second time if he'd marry me, but that was no dice. That's a breach of promise, too.
Oh, well, what's the use of fighting over a pair of breeches?
I don't care. I've sworn out a subpoena for Pinky, and there's a private detective on his trail right now.
You've got a private detective on his trail? Has he got anything on Pinky?
He won't tell me. He keeps everything very private.
Some detective.
Well, he's doing the best he can, considering the fact that he's nearsighted.
He's nearsighted, too?
Yeah.
Hey, look! Look at that. A man just walked in here through that window.
That's my detective.
Aha! Aha, Pinky Cullen! Aha! Caught you at last, you and your whole mob.
That's no mob. That's Jack Renard.
Oh, so you're the detective that's trying to find Pinky, eh, Hawkshaw?
Yes, sir. This piece of commentary is right in the bag.
Sir?
My car.
Let's see now. It says, Hawk, Schaffner, and Mark.
Hey? That's us, Hawk, Schaffner, and Mark. We never lost a suit.
Listen, Hawkshaw, did you find Pinky Tomlin?
No, but I've been on his trail day and night. It's the bloodhound in there. Why, late last night, I thought I had him cornered in the washroom of the Santa Fe Depot.
Yeah?
I stood there for 10 long minutes. I stared the suspect right in the eye. I didn't move. He didn't move. Then I drew back my right arm. He drew back his right arm, and we both swung at once.
What happened?
I broke the mirror.
A nearsighted Hawkshaw, some detective. You couldn't run down a pair of heels.
No? Get yourself a partner and start running.
Maybe Stanley's right. Organize a posse to hunt for Pinky.
What was the crack?
I said call a posse. Call a posse.
Call a posse. Okay, here posse, posse, nice posse. Here posse, posse.
Listen, Hawkshaw,
yes.
If you don't locate Pinky Tomlin tonight, you're through.
Leave everything in my hands. Everything will be taken care of. Well, goodbye. I'm going.
Wait a minute. Why are you going?
Because I got a clue.
You got a clue?
Yes. And when you got a clue, you got a clue.
Here is the favorite of all youngsters from 6 to 60, as interpreted in an unusual arrangement by Jack Renard. London Bridge is falling down. Under the Texaco trademark, you'll find a courteous, efficient host to your automobile, your Texaco dealer. He has chosen to build his business on Fire Chief because he knows that Fire Chief is the emergency-grade gasoline. It gives instant response in modern motors, delivers full power in a fraction of a second. He knows Fire Chief is especially made for the atmospheric and climatic conditions in your part of the country. This assures you quick starting, quick firing, full power, top engine performance. When the Texaco dealer cleans your windshield and checks the water in your radiator, he does it for business reasons. He knows that high-quality Texaco products and courteous, efficient circle service will bring you back to his station as a steady customer. Next time, try the Texaco dealer. Fill up with Fire Chief, preferred by millions of car owners all over the country because of its livelier road performance. We know you'll never go back to ordinary gasoline once you've driven with Fire Chief in your car.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Ella Logan. Our little Scotch lassie, who is so generous with her voice, lends a touch of heather to a current hit, They Can't Take That Away From Me.
The way you put your teeth, the memory of all that, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just seems, the way you say, oh, the way you haunt my dreams, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never get on a bumpy road to love, but I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we stand so free, the way you changed my life.